Tensions remain high along Iraq's border with Syria following an incident last month during which U.S. troops fired on a convoy of vehicles suspected of trying to transport Saddam Hussein loyalists out of the country. That incident and similar attacks since are adding to anti-American anger among villagers on both sides of the 300-mile frontier. A senior member of Syria's Border Patrol is accusing U.S. troops of firing at random and calls the attacks very provocative. New York Times reporter Dexter Filkins is in the Syrian border village of Al-Hari. So this attack on June 18th was not an isolated incident.
No, the tensions on the border are clearly very high. There's shootings, there's helicopters and airplanes skirting the border. It's clearly a very tense situation. And I should add, it's not helped by the extraordinary heat. It must be 120 degrees. This border is in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the desert. And so I think on both sides, they're very jumpy.
How extensive is the American military presence there?
Well, it was difficult to see them from where I was, and I wasn't allowed by the Syrians to come right up on the border. My understanding is the Americans are just 25 yards away, which you can imagine how close that is. When I was there, standing there at the Syrian border, an American military helicopter flew over the Syrian border post in what appeared to me to be inside Syrian airspace. So it's pretty extensive, and it's pretty clear from talking to the villagers that if you just wander across the border, you know, you're looking for trouble.
Do you get the sense the Americans are trying to secure the border region, and is that possible?
They are trying to secure it, and I think, you know, they've got two concerns. One, obviously, is people coming in who they don't want, which is people who want to fight against them, and then people leaving, and that is people, former loyalists of Saddam Hussein's regime. And so they want to get a handle on the people who are going both ways, and that's really difficult because this border is just, again, in the middle of nowhere, and there's families that are on both sides of it, and smugglers and people have been crossing this area for generations, and suddenly the Americans are there and they're trying to control it, and it's so remote and so desolate that I think it's proving to be quite a challenge.
If it's remote, wouldn't that make it easier to see people coming?
Well, that's true, but it's difficult to describe how vast it is. There's just stretches of desert, and in the middle of the night, you can't see the hand in front of your face. And so I think to patrol that border, you would have to have, as undoubtedly the Americans do, people going up and down the border all night long with night vision goggles and the whole thing.
So the Syrians don't like what's going on there either.
The Syrians there say that the Americans are very, very tense, and when they see people who are unauthorized try to come across the border, they shoot them. And that's what they had told me, was that four people had been shot there in the past month, two shot dead. Sympathy clearly is running very high on the Syrian side for the people who are fighting against the Americans.
And increasing anti-Americanism on the Iraqi side.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, where I was in this village, I was just wandering around, and a Syrian man invited me into his home for lunch, and they're very hospitable here. But he pulled out his video disc player and started playing anti-American videos calling on Muslims around the world to join in the holy war against the Americans in Iraq. I have to say, it was an odd experience to be having lunch in a person's house and watching them cheer as voices on this tape were calling on people to kill Americans.
New York Times reporter Dexter Filkins in the Syrian border village of Al-Hari.